Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in al-hadith, he tells us how the state of a servant would be when Allah is questioning him. Allah azza wa jal would begin to mention to you your sin. Abdi, didn't you do such and such on such and such day? And you say, yes, yes. Hatta yavunnu annahu halak. Until the servant, yavun, meaning he's certain, he's destroyed. Then Allah, with His mercy and His blessing, at the end He says to him, سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. I covered your sins in this life. وَالْيَوْمَ أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ. And today I forgive you for your sins. والعلماء رحمهم الله, they said a condition for your sins to be forgiven on that day, that you keep it covered. You don't speak about it. And the effort that you're going to put in these last 10 nights require patience. And I tell you, this is the key to a successful Laylatul Qadr. Patience. So the ulama, rahimahum Allah, they say, to remain patient when it comes to evil temptations and desires and sins. Your nafs wants you to commit the sin. It means to be patient and don't do the sin. فَإِذَنْ we agree that we need sabr. By one dua I share with you that you can continuously make, that is from the Qur'an, and since it's from the Qur'an, it's the best of dua. And wallahi, this is a dua that if it remains يعني, frequent on your tongue, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى Allah Azza wa Jal grants you this sabr. What is this dua? This dua is Allah Azza wa Jal teaching us, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. I'm just going to share what the meaning of this dua is. رَبَّنَا. We're asking our Rabb, our Lord. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the hadith al-sahih, anyone who asks Allah through his name al-Rabb three times, the dua is accepted. يعني anyone who says, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, three times, Allah azza wa jal immediately would answer his dua. And if you notice something, all the dua of the Quran began with Rabb. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. أَفْرِغْ, this is a bottle. If I was to open the bottle and pour what's in it, that this action here is called أَفْرِغْ. So أَفْرِغْ, we're asking, oh Allah, pour upon us, drench us. أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا, عَلَيْنَا, upon us. And if something is coming upon you, meaning it's coming from above, so we're asking Allah to give us something special from above. And what are we asking for? Sabran. As-sabr is patience. Sabran. And if a word comes with a tanween at the end, its scope opens up. It's not limited to one thing. So every kind of sabr. If Allah Azza wa Jal was to pour upon you sabr from above, you want sabr to come on your hands. So, oh Allah, give me sabr in my hands that I keep away from the haram that the hand commits. And drench me with sabr that it covers my mouth and my tongue so that I can have patience to not say that which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And give me sabr in my eyes so that I'd only see what pleases you and I keep away from that which displeases you. And give me sabr in my ears so that I only hear what pleases you. And give me sabr in my feet so that I walk to what pleases you. For how beautiful is this dua, a comprehensive dua of the Quran. We're asking Allah Azza wa Jal to pour upon us from above sabran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us patience.